I'm Josh Sexton with Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. It's Tuesday, November 3rd, a gorgeous day here in Omaha. Alan, what did we see in the markets today?
Basically, it's your typical turnaround Tuesday, did a little bit of a sell-off on Monday. I think a lot of the money was getting sucked out of commodities yesterday over into the stock market. Pretty good move there. Basically, the time of year when a lot of the spec funds are putting more money into equities and a little less into commodities. Can't blame them too much here. There's just not a lot of juice there in terms of fundamental news. Again, mostly short covering this morning. The dollar is actually a little bit higher, and we're ignoring that, which is a good sign.
Producers are not wanting to sell their corn at these prices. What's it going to take to get some producers selling?
Well, I think most producers are looking for $4 cash. That's the target number for a lot of people. Our research says that sometime between now and next September, you could see $4.40 on the board, which would be better than $4 cash. But where that's coming from is we're looking at a 12-month average trading range, which is based on all marketing years since 1980. Average annual trading range is $1.41. We have a relationship, a ratio there for the high and low against the USDA cash average price, which is currently at $3.80. So that basically says at some point during the marketing year, given average price moves, we'd see something in the 440s or higher. Right now, I think what's going to get it out of farmers' hands is a strong basis bid. Then that guy's going to turn around and re-own it on the board with futures or options. We're starting to see some of that. You know, over in the Eastern Corn Belt particularly, you're already seeing 30 and 40 over for some of this stuff because they had a short crop and the commercials are trying to get their hands on it before it goes any higher.
On to soybeans. Do you have any price levels that you're looking at?
Something in the 1040 area is still possible. We've been underperforming on those average ranges now that we've come off the highs from back in 12 and 13. This kind of expanded the average quite a bit. But you definitely can see something with a 970 or 980 in front of it for January contract. What we need is some kind of weather scare out of South America right now.
What if somebody wants to find more info?
Well, they can call us over here in Omaha at 402-697-3623. You can send me an email, alanb@bruglermktg.com, or we've got our website and our mobile site at bruglermarketing.com.
For all of us here at Brugler Marketing and Management, I'm Josh Sexton, and thanks for listening.